The E.F. Shalom came, Tesis, in the middle of the Zion Kum. Mem Zion Rolf. Good.
The Besuf to the Ubisof Dan Katos, Barish Mizak Seva Yehasamachelas. The Olot Una Kli. The Alfinam Kuluhu Me Olot. Ubisota Perek Hayamili Masha Desakin Mikacha Levadam. Laman Mikacha Levadam. The ode. Even though there's no base kibul in the sakin, it still is better than the klisharis, making the kadesh shalom midas. He kruma shalkana.
What would mean shalom midas?
That's why it's alima by regular klisharis. The Gemara says you might need some hokus, but you might need das to mikadesh. Of what is mikadesh? Doesn't work if you just have shalom midas, not mikadesh. But sakin, you could argue that it's better since it doesn't have a toch and it's mikadesh, works even without
das. So we said that how is it Mekadesh? It doesn't have a base kibul. So we said because it's the function that's Mekadesh. It's the function of Shkita. A Sakin has a function. So a function is Mekadesh and a base kibul is Mekadesh. But which one's a stronger Mekadesh? Apparently a function.
Right. Is the Gemara's is the Machlokas Gemara? It's not sure. Do you remember?
Could be, but that's all about it.
Which is better? I think it's.
It says it's the same or it's better.
To be the same or better?
I think so. Is it Lima or is it not Lima? I'm not saying it's worse.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't you say that it's the exact same? It's always been Kudusha. I think it's not.
Oh, yeah, but not this, no?
It's an interesting thing. What does it mean, afogav? And I'd like to understand that. Afogav the less lotoch. Mekadesh. So that makes it all evil. What does that mean?
Right. And what relevance does that have whether it's Mekadesh or Midas or not?
That's a good one.
Well, that's what Gemara is using it for.
Yeah, I understand. But I want to get the first one.
What's a limb?
Stronger. Yeah.
Without a toke, you don't have a shame kli, it's just a stick.
It's a kli, it has a shame kli because shkita requires a kli. But it doesn't have a base kibel. Is Ramban there?
Is Ramban a kli? Gimel.
Yes.
Do you see it or not?
I know it's Ramban.
I didn't see it either. I just heard about it.
that he explains his Gemara.
He goes through this issue. I just know he goes through this issue. I don't know if he helps or not. I get a look at the Rambam.
It's in the door. Hard to find. You want to
know? Mm-hmm.
Kudish prior to his Tashmish, or his Tashmish was Mekadosh?
No, he was Mekadosh first.
Right, so maybe in that sense you could say that the Sakin would be lacking because of the fact that since it was only Tashmish which was Mekadosh, it wasn't Mekadosh prior. In other words, if it was a...
Well, he can be Mekadosh prior.
I'm sorry?
He can be Mekadosh prior.
Oh, you could?
Yeah. That's what they said. Really. They all were magdish to Sakina.
But don't they say that by Klisharis, the Moshe Rabbeinu Mashkan in the first ones with Shem and Meshvah, and then from then on, Avodasa Mechan Chasa or something, the Avoda is Mechanic to Klisharis. The first ones was Meshvah.
But you have to magdish it.
Right, Makdish is Kadish Dhamma, no?
Right.
But the Avodah itself turns it into a Klisharis.
Avodah Sama Chan Chasa?
I think that's what I said with Klisharis. If Moshe Rabbeinu did the first one, it's like the paradigm he did with Mashiach, and after that.
Yeah, it happened by itself.
Yeah, the Avodah is what makes it.
Just a second. that when you have a kli sharis, so the kli is mekadesh the dam because the dam is being supported, contained by the kli. So it's a functional relationship, right? But over here, by the sakin isn't doing anything to the dam; it's just going through the dam, right? So why should it be mekadesh? So the answer is, it's mekadesh because it's a part of the institution of shvita. So it's part of the process of shvita. So since it's part of the process of shvita, and the dam makes contact with it as a component of the process, so the process of shvita is mekadesh. And the sakin, since it plays a role in the process of shvita, the kli sharis is mekadesh. So therefore the Gemara says that's an intrinsic mekadesh. It's not a mekadesh which is contingent upon a function that the kli is supporting the dam. It's because the shvita is the socket is part of shvita, and since it's part of shvita, so therefore it's part of the institution which has the process of shvita. So it's a component of the process. So where something is mekadesh, not because it supports it, but because it's a component of the process, that's more intrinsic. So, because its very nature is involved in the process. I think that's the Morrison.
Question?
Yes.
Which Shkita's question was all right?
Yes.
So it's really not an intrinsic part of the process because
the fact that it's question bizarre doesn't mean it's not a part of the process of Shkita.
But it's part of the process of Shkita, not the Avoda. In other words,
it's not Shiyaris.
I'm sorry?
It's not Shiyaris.
Right.
But it's Avoda.
So the Avoda of Shkita is the Mekadesh of
Avoda? Yeah.
According to both sides?
Totally.
Which side?
Are you explaining both sides, or just saying the one side, then he says uniquely Shiyaris? You're saying according to who is the Avoda of Shkita Mekadesh?
According to what?
According to both positions, the Avoda of Shkita is Mekadesh? According to being a prime and
Tosafot? Being a prime holds at what?
You don't need a Klisharis.
You don't need a Klisharis.
So you're saying the Avoda of Shkita is Mekadesh without, even without Klisharis, it's the Avoda of Shkita itself?
Correct. No.
You're not saying that?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're saying according to Tosafot?
Everybody holds unique Klisharis in Mekadesh.
I'm saying, being a final, you don't need klisharis.
Well, why not? Right. Both sides don't will be mekadesh, won't it? That's done in the klisharis.
Well, being a final, you don't need klisharis.
Right.
So he holds, what's the mekadesh?
He hasn't taken up.
He holds, you don't need a mekadesh adam.
Why not? Why not? The Kabbalah will be mekadesh adam.
Yes.
Oh, well, why the Gemara?
But not the, not the dam shchita.
Oh, but the Gemara openly says
Kabbalah
that
is from
the Gemara openly says you have mekadesh adam shchita.
The second mekadesh adam by shchita.
Right.
So you're not thinking of that Gemara point then.
Yeah, we'll play that.
So you say point to him, whatever. You explain the other sheet, the Tosos.
Second.
The Shchita holds the unique shares.
The second one. Why?
I'm explaining the sheet that holds the mekadesh adam.
With the shares, the unique shares by a second.
And Rabbeinu Ephraim holds not.
Explain it much better.
So
explain much better.
What's the problem?
Which there's machlokas in Tosafot.
Yes, I wanted to find the machlokas.
Okay, so what's the difference?
Okay, so Rabbeinu Ephraim holds you don't have to mekadesh. You don't have to mekadesh the dam shchita. This is no purpose to do
the
shchita.
I mean, because they're Makabalic at the time of Shlita too.
That's true.
And then it becomes Kadosh at that point.
At that point, but not before.
So, I mean, the Mice of Shlita doesn't have to create...
Doesn't have to create the Kiddush in the Dam.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the muscle. That's the factual muscle. But the Maisa Shkita has to create.
Whether you have to have the Dam B'Makudish B'Shash Shkita.
Okay.
And also B'Shash Kabbalah. Or whether you only need Shas Kabbalah. Okay. So it's interesting. Ramban and Chulin, which you mentioned on Rav Gimel, he maintained. You got the Ramban here?
Yeah.
So that's all the Yesh Mefarshim. The Ramban says, "Lo nira." Shesakinim klisharis hali. Right? These are the like the chaloba inon klisharis b'shchita. Heichasakinim kedoshim umekadshim. And the Gemara Marachal Zayin Chasam Beis. And lahayim v'tayma b'shom the sakin. So lahayim v'tayma that they're able to use the kumis shalkana, which is in the klisharis. B'shom the sakin lamai kaasi. So you get the sense of that the sacking is like a yeah, but you can do without the sacking because the Kabbalah will
right.
Kabbalah has Kabbalah.
Really, you should do it.
You should mekadesh the dam and the tzava.
Right.
Okay, so and the Rambam says something similar.
He says that.
But he has a stronger lashon that ain va'olam and something like olam and shochten and elv kli sharis. But he knows also v'chatchul yinim kli sharis.
So Azar uses a kli sharis. It's not a problem.
No problem. Yeah, it's very, very strong. Then it backs off. Ramban just says it's v'chatchilin b'dyavad. Okay, so why? What does it mean? Have to be v'chatchilin b'dyavad? If the halacha is that the dam that you that the dam in the kli has to come from the dam shchita, so how could be b'di'evad good? And if the dam shchita, if it doesn't have to come from dam shchita, so then what does it accomplish? It's going to be captured anyways before you. Right? So I want to say it like this. I want to say it's a halacha like this. I'm giving a mashal for it. Like the halacha is that you have. What does the kli sharis do? The kli sharis is mekadesh of tzrika. So that's like being meyachid of tzrika. Okay, but like I'll give you a mashal. Let's say a guest comes to your house. So it's very nice to make special food for him. But there's two ways you could do it. One way is you just take a piece and put it on his plate. The other way is that you cook it for him. So when you cook it for him, it's a further gradation of being miyuchet for him. You follow? Mm-hmm. So the halacha is that the dam has to be miyuchad when the mizbeach is riga. So the chatchila should really start from the very beginning when the dam is in the tzava. And then you should continue being miyachad with the kli for zriga. But if you were just miyachad with the kli for zriga, so it's true, it's not possible because you were miyachad the dam for zriga. But it lacks. When you miyachid the dam from its very inception, then it is considered that the process of mikdash lezrika was thoroughly engaged in from the very beginning. That's what I think it means right now.
Is it Kim Sheiros?
What?
To Kim Sheiros?
No. To Kim and the dam being specifically for Rabbi Ephraim holds that you can't be mekadesh the dam for zrika b'shas shkita. He holds that in order to be mekadesh for zrika, it has to come from the components of zrika, which is the base kibbutz, the kli. The kli is the only thing you need. A kli that is a component of the ma'isa zrika to be miyachid, but you can't be miyachid with shrita. It's avar. It doesn't make any sense. Savar has nothing to do with the ma'isa zrika.
Right.
So the only thing that can be kaddish is something which is intrinsically involved in zrika. That's the that's Rabbi Ephraim.
I mean, even if you would use a kli sharis for shrita, wouldn't be mekabel point Rabbi Ephraim.
Wouldn't be mekadosh.
Because that's not exclusively the shame zrika, because you have to do shkita to kill the animal too, not just to get blood.
Right.
The ma'aseh shkita is not exclusively for zrika.
No.
Kibbutz is only that's for zrika.
Yeah. Kabbalah is the shame zrika. It's part of ma'aseh.
That's what it is.
You zorg from the kli.
No, you can't sprinkle it gathering it.
Right. But the Ramban holds that there's an idea of mitchilaso. To be assigned from its very beginning throughout the whole, from the moment it appears, it's already being miyuchad.
That's where the Shem Dam first.
That's what the answer.
Then the Shem Dam first emerges.
Then you put it in the kli.
But you need to do it again, even though it's already
there. No, that because that's not enough. That's just a generic specification. Then you need the specific for the ma'aseh zrika. In other words, you need a generic specification of the dam itself, the chefetz shel dam, and then you need a specific specification with regard to the ma'aseh zrika. You need the chefetz shel dam, is a kiyum, and the ma'aseh zrika. Or Ben Ephraim holds, no, there's no such thing as the chefetz shel dam, it's just the ma'aseh zrika.
That's good, then.
Can you read the Gemara Tosafot from Rabbeinu Ben Ephraim and Minnesota?
Okay, what is it?
It's talking about by
yes, one second.
What?
You got it.
In the Tosafot, he just says, Mashma the Sakim Mikadosh of Dam. But you see, it says in Parakai Mevi, Minnesota, Parakai Mevi, Mashma the Sakim Mikadosh of Dam. But it's kind of sad, not just.
Yeah, okay, so.
So it says, the Gemara asks, it's talking about by Mincha that you're Mekadesh twice. Okay, you Mekadesh when you put it in, you bake it originally, and then you Mekadesh after you take out the comments, you put the comments in the Kli Sharis. Okay, second time. So it says, Lamali Hakad Shachad is in, you already Mekadesh at once. So it says, Midididhavi Adam. Dam, Afagav Dika Dishte Sakin, Bitsavar Bahima. Adam Mekadesh Levi Kli Sharis. Hachamami, Oshma.
It is pretty open, yeah.
And, I don't know why he says it's mashma.
I mean, yeah,
I open.
I know. Unless they have a different use of it. I don't know. I thought I'd throw myself. Yeah, you're right. It's more than mashma. Okay, good.
The Grizz, you want to have the Grizz try to answer that?
Yeah. Oh, yes, he has it again.
I cheated a little bit today.
Good. That's good. What did he say?
He wants to say that, it's similar to the way you started, that you want to say that, according to, because you from this Gemara, that you see that the Shechita is, you want to say that according to everybody, the Shechita, the Maisa, the Avodah Shechita is Mekadesh. It's not really the Sakin, it's the Avodah Shechita itself. But he wants to say, Machlokas is, since the Avodah Shechita is Mekadesh, the Dam, it's Aram Behema, do you need to do Shechita with the Kli Sharis now? Can the Avodah Shechita be Mekadesh? Because it's not like the Kli itself, it's the Avodah Shechita that's Mekadesh. So maybe you argue you don't really need Kli Sharis for that.
For Kabbalah.
I mean, more saying, like, yeah, Kabbalah is really with a Kli, therefore it has to be done with Kli Sharis. But over here, it's not like the Sakin itself has no Toh. It's like the Avodah Shechita, so you just say you don't need Kli Sharis. Or do you say, no, since the Avodah Shechita is the Mekadesh, you need to do it with the Kli Sharis in order for it to be Mekadesh.
So what does he explain?
The Machlokas between...
He's defending why the Gemara... He's
going to learn this
Gemara and Sota that the Shechita is Mekadesh.
When you said the Sakh is Mekadesh, it means the Avodah Shechita is Mekadesh.
Well, you mean he holds also the Mekadesh to Dam.
Right. Yeah, he just holds the Avodah Shechita itself in Mekadesh, even without Kli Sharis.
So Machlokas...
Whether the
Mekadesh or Shechita,
the Mekadesh
is the man that the Sharis are. Why don't you also go into your question about the nature of the Sakin? According to him, it's really irrelevant.
Well, that's the Machlokas. Do you need Kli Sharis or Shechita?
He doesn't hold that.
Avodah versus what?
Insofar as the Avodah Shechita is the Mekadesh. Not the Kli itself, but the Avodah Shechita.
Like you said, it was supporting
the Machlokas. Right? Yeah, like Rebbe was saying, it's like a functional Mekadesh, not like a. Not the Kli itself, but just.
That is the very Machlokas.
So do you need a Kli Sharis or Shechita now? Since the Shechita is the Mekadesh itself, do you have to do the Shechita with Kli Sharis? Or say, no, there's like different. Now, since it's the Avodah itself is the Mekadesh, you don't need a Kli Sharis for that.
But that's one of the Shechita says that it is a Avodah.
Everyone's
speaking to the Lord. He's learning that Rabbeinu Ephraim also holds the Mekadesh to Dam.
Yeah, it's like an open Gemara.
It's not a Gemara.
Right.
It totally takes it up.
He's also doing a Kli Sharis for that because the Avodah Shechita is self.
It's Mekadesh. Okay, good.
Right, but is there a way to define that?
And what does that say? That the Avodah can only be Mekadesh with Kli Sharis, or no? Or that the Avodah is Mekadesh, but the Avodah demands the Kli Sharis? That's the difference. In other words, is it only Mekadesh?
No, he's saying Ben Ephraim also don't need a Kli Sharis.
No, they both don't. But I'm saying, he's saying the Machlokas is what it is. One says you don't need a Kli Sharis, and one says you do. The one who says you do, does he hold it's the Kli Sharis is the Mekadesh, or the Shechita is the Mekadesh?
No, you're saying every corner writes the Avodah itself is Mekadesh.
Okay, the Shechita is the Mekadesh.
That's why you don't need a Tov.
So the Machlokas is
why it's like all
just has to be Kli Sharis. So it's a different type of Machlokas. It's not Machlokas, Mekadesh. It's Machlokas and the Kli Sharis. Whether the Avodah requires a Kli Sharis or not.
No. In order for the Avodah to Mekadesh, you have to do the Avodah with the Kli Sharis.
Yeah, but that's Rabbeinu Ephraim. No, but he says, no. Mashma the Sak and Mekadesh Levadam.
That's
Mekadesh
Levadam.
Right, meaning.
It means the Kli Sharis.
Kli Sharis.
Oh, that's why he said Mashma.
Yeah.
You could say, he knows you could get evidence and say that it's the Shechita which is Mekadesh and not necessarily the Sak.
Exactly.
So Gemara does say, Afal Gadam is a Vedam, Dam Afal Gadam, the Kaddish, the Sak, and it's out of Rema. You could say the Chatz of the Sak, or it could just be like the Maisha of the Sak.
Right.
So the Mashma, why does it say, otherwise you say, Afal Gadam, the Kaddish, the Shechita, but you have to say the Kaddish, the Sak, when it's the Sak. So the Mashma, it's the Chatz of the
So, in other words, according to this, the whole machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and between the second Mandar and Taisus is not a question whether the ethnic Kaddish and Dambish are Shechita. It's what?
What is the Mekadesh?
The question is, what is the Mekadesh? What is the Mekadesh? But it will come out very funny that if you say Shechita is Mekadesh, so then there's no B'dievet. Because it's always going to be Mekadesh.
Right.
But if you say that the Sak is Mekadesh,
right.
So then you can have the Lachatchil and the other of the Ramban.
Oh, it's all fun. Maybe it's the other.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You repeat it?
In other words, if you say Shechita is Mekadesh, so it's always going to be
Mekadesh. Right. I'll just leave the other Shechita is Mekadesh.
But if you're going to say the Sak is Mekadesh because it's Kli Sharis,
yeah.
So then it'll be lechatchila. If you don't have bisharis, it won't be mekadesh. So therefore, so the din of being mekadesh the dam in the tzavar is a din lechatchila.
According to Rambam.
According to Rambam.
But according to Ben Ephraim, he also says it's not done like a chila.
Yeah.
Which is what it is. So it comes that he's like more chomer than the Ramban.
Right.
It's true. And if he never requires, because he also automatically happens.
Because
it
shoots him a catch.
Right.
So you don't need a clicharis.
Just like why the Kabbalah, it's like the function, the relation between the physical kli and the dam, as opposed to in shchita, it's like the process of shchita. Since it's the process of shchita, you could argue it's not totally in the kli mihavishim kli sharis. It's the avodah of shchita.
Right.
The Kabbalah, what is the avodah of Kabbalah? Then creating a physical relation between the kli and the dam. So that's right. The kli sharis.
But the other way is more valid.
And shlita is like the conceptual of the avoda of creating the dam, which is the mitzvah avoda. It's not like the chafta is what
the. Not the chafta of the sack in the dam, it's right. The idea of the mitzvah of killing the animal.
Type of killing, that's an avoda. Kabbalah isn't. What Kabbalah is creating a relationship between the klisharis and the dam. That's what the Mekadesh is.
Right.
Right.
It's a different type of Mekadesh.
Right.
Different time ago. Okay. Well, that's good that you're pushing it off. Because it gets rid of the cash where I do the Gemara.
Yeah, it's a body. How do you get out of that Gemara?
How does it get out? What does Tosis say over there? There's Tosis over there.
There is a Tosis over there. There's a Tosis over there.
No,
wait.
Soto?
Yeah. There wasn't?
Rebbe?
Can
you define my focus? Whether it's the Shita is the Makadesh or the Klisharis is the Makadesh?
You got it.
I'm asking.
You seem to say there was two things. One is Makadesh the Dam per se, and the Makadesh the Dam per se in Shita.
That's my
slot. That's what you mean.
Apparently, he thinks he had to go for it.
There's a Tosa Shant.
That Shant doesn't say
where?
No.
He doesn't say anything?
No.
He says the same thing as this stuff.
It seems that way. It's hard to figure where he starts.
Yeah, but right, yeah, that's our body. Like, you have to go a little further than that, no? It's like, what's...
What's that?
What's that? How's that machlokas? Do you have to go further than machlokas?
And with the...
Klisharis.
With the avodah is mekadesh.
Like, it's definitely a unique process of kiddush because it's not through the kli direct, it's through the mice of the kli.
Right.
So now the question is, since it's the mice, really not the kli per se, do you need kli sharis or not?
But it's further.
I mean, that's like wait, it's setting it up. But like, do you have to go further in terms of?
I don't think so.
No, Chris didn't go further. So.
No, let's stop here. Let's go.
Okay. Okay, what should we? You want to do the editos? Or you want to go on the commissioner?
Let's finish.
Okay, where are we up to?
Oh, we knocked off the riders, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Vahal, yeah, what is the other? Vahai the law, right.
Okay. Vaidel Tanan Hafa Shkitasim Klisharis Bitsafam Tintanam Bekabbalah Lo Dami. Bekabbalah Nami Lo Isgar Kli Elimishim Dibboi Shiu Gama Kli Bitsafam La Fuke Ima Behim Bitsafam Bek Kli Bidorum Vedam Me Kaleach Bitsafam Deda De Bechol Hanu De Bot Safam Katani Katani the keyboard dumb on the klisharis pitsafon.
Right.
We got the kachin kalim shishikatas b'chol makom azara lo ketani the keyboard dumb the klisharis.
Right.
I'm got the bike and follow the klisharis.
Right. So he only brings in if it goes to the stairs. Nice way. Okay.
The chiver al perishini the tani kachin kalim shishikatas b'fnim the keyboard dumb the klisharis b'fnim also lashmina shitzar sheir kli b'fnim lafuki emarova kli b'chutz amid b'fnim.
al bishen adam. You got to change that here, son. So the dam never went outside.
Never went out.
The dam stayed in, but the grove of the kli was outside.
So it's going to be possible.
It's going to be possible. The kli itself has to be
inside. The kli, since grove of the kli is outside, so the makom is defined as chutz.
And the makom kabbalah goes after the kli?
Yeah. So if the kli is grove of the chutz, so the kli is defined as being chutz. So therefore, so it will be in the possible dam. Okay.
The opposite also.
What's the opposite? Yeah.
If the kli is not...
it means rov b'fnim. Sorry.
We're rov b'fnim, but the dam...
Why not? It goes by the kli.
Yeah, but now you say the dam is still possibly yotzei?
Yeah, but it's not yotzei, because the kli is inside.
Right.
But because the toch of the kli, you mean?
No, because most of the kli, you go by rov kli, rov b'fnim.
I know the kli is in, but insofar as the dam is outside, shouldn't the dam be possibly yotzei?
No.
Because you're saying it's defined makom adam by the makom of the kli?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought
that's
the gabon. It's not by a kli cheres, no?
What did more of a problem that way than the first one?
Okay, I thought by kli cheres you said it was a tok, but like by kli montachas.
This is why he said it's all in the first part, yeah.
What?
So why by yotzei do you say it's a
kli? Yeah.
No, he's saying over here, he's saying the dam never went, the dam was bifnim, so there's no psil yotzei at all.
Okay.
The problem here is that the maisa kabbalah is occurring b'chutz. It's not
because the kli.
Yeah, so the kabbalah is b'chutz. That's no good. It's like the avoda of kabbalah must occur b'fnim.
Okay.
But not that the dam has a din of being b'chutz.
And the kalua is ending.
The dam is b'fnim because the dam never leaves the azar. The dam is always within the.
What's the gears in the?
I think it's the tzon kachur on the bottom, but it doesn't make any sense.
Even that doesn't
really exactly. Why? See, the dam is in the mit that's b'fnim. So the dam never was possibly yotzei.
So it should be up mishen adam b'chutz.
Yeah, if it's down because it's definitely possible because then it's psul yotzei.
What's mean apishin adam b'fnim psul yotzei?
Because it never went outside. Oh, it doesn't become psul yotzei because the kli is outside. That's what it means.
Become a kabel when niyach b'fnim.
Right. I think kli matechas doesn't really have.
You're saying it's not necessarily yotze, but it's just that the kabbalah is with us.
Yeah, because the kli goes by real kli.
Right.
But like a kli matechas doesn't really have like a toke, like kli cheres, so someone should protect everything, take everything, and bring it to where it is.
Like you mean, so how do you? What's the guess? Half of the on the
name. Yeah, where you going? Can you just speak on this? So the dam should b'fnim never really went outside. Never went chutz. It stayed in the mir of the kli, which was b'fnim. So there's no psul yotzei at all. The problem is the ma'aseh kabbalah is b'chutz. And kabbalah must be done b'fnim. Just like kabbalah kashikasha must be done
b'tzachon.
Yeah.
But the Kabbalah is defined by the clay, not by the dam.
Good.
Right, so you also go by the substance of the dam. Where is it?
Rover the clay.
Right.
I'm saying if Rover the clay is inside, the dam is outside, it's being possible.
Yeah. Because the dam, is finding itself outside.
Right.
You're right. Okay, good. Inami?
Inami.
Where's the other one?
Bottom line, inami should be ika asha mitzor should be kabo b'yah. It's reformisni should kulu kachem be kibo damam be kli sharis b'tzafa.
Because it can't. In other words,
showing you that it's not b'yah, it's kli. It's not kli sharis.
It's supposed
to. Like kli sharis, supposed to other kli, as opposed to yah.
Supposed to be yah, right? You need kli for kabbalah. Yeah, there's one case of kachakam where you can use your yad, but the rest of kachakam you have to use a kli.
Right.
So both answers have nothing to do with kli sharis. You just say it's not tzavon, or it has nothing to do with
it. Those are the kli, so it's washer.
So that's why. What is the answer?
Why does it say by kachakalim that you have to kabbalah with
kli sharis?
It doesn't say by shlita.
Right.
But Shechita doesn't say
it's not a miyat to Shechita that does the klisharis. It's a miyat to biyat.
Right. It's not klisharis supposed to klichol, it's klisharis supposed to biyat. And therefore by Shechita you don't have to say that because there's no yat.
I'm sure he's been calling us right. Yeah,
since there's Hashemot Zorah, so therefore what? That's beyond.
You have to specify here clearly.
So he has to specify.
The rest of Kashi Khan need a clay.
Need a clay. Okay. Alright, good.
For me, who used to adopt me, how did the Tosefta, the Menachos, Chomer, the Kmitza, me Beshchita?
Right.
Shekmitza, Tin a clay. Beshchita, in a Tin a clay. Alma, I feel the Krimish Arkana. Yakarche, okay, so it's right. Alakarche, look, Alma, the low to buy Kli Klau, the Armina Malutin Kli, Kulu. Ella, the low buy Kli Sharis Kamar. So, like, how is he going to read this Kamar besides saying you don't need Kli Sharis? Because you don't need Kli, like everybody.
Right.
So, it must be, it's over from that Kamar that you don't need Kli Sharis. Umiu, Yeshu Farish. The low chayshin on the kliyach, the low pasuk krimish alkana, b'shem ekrivu na naal lepechsech. The parah hashas besota per hayimavim, davik fifa mitzrus the doron hu, shederach lavi the klinah, al b'shchita low chayshin that it should be done with a nice knife. You can use even a krimish alkana. Inami fifa mitzrus mechweres yosim krimish alkana. Or it's saying that no, you really do need a clean naya, but the Egyptian box is even more despicable than a reed or something. You can't have like a really disgusting clean, but like a moderate thing.
Associated with the Egyptian.
What?
Because it's associated with an Egyptian. That would be disgusting.
You ever see an Egyptian box?
This is the world. We're now expert in Egyptian boxes.
You mean, so you could say that yours, you do need a kosheris, right?
It's saying that you.
And you also need it.
You do need kosheris.
You also need it to be kind of nice.
But it doesn't have to be.
If it's disgusting, it'll be a problem. But if it's just like.
What's a stakira? Does it have to be average? Or can it even be disgusting?
In other words, you could say a little more says over there.
It'd be nice.
After the Krimish Alkana, it means it's really kosheris.
Yeah, it's according to the Shita.
But it's saying that you don't say Hakavan al Fechasecha to Pasuk.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay, so what's the
Or even holding it would be if it was really bad. That's a Zinami. If it was really bad, you would say that. It's just...
No, forget the Inami. So what is he saying? So it's saying that you don't need a Kli Yafa.
Right.
Because the Gemara said by Kefifa Mitzris, the Gemara asked the question by the soap.
Yeah.
So he brings the Mincha and you're going to get a Kefifa Mitzris. So over there, the Gemara is concerned about why? About Makaven al Fechasacha. Because the Kefifa Mitzris is not really pretty. Okay. So the Gemara says he doesn't offer Makaven. Okay, fine. But so it could be saying that over here by Shvita you don't sacrifice.
Right.
Why? Why is Shvita different?
It's a lot of others, not sure.
What is this saying that exactly now?
Must be why then, no? Why else would you say that?
It's the message to Doron, which I will have you with, but not.
That's why
Minchat
says that.
Our Shvita Lach Hashir. Yeah, he's giving a different reason.
Right.
I think it's special because of my daughter.
You
can
use the Tzar.
So what's Tyson saying? You have to be a master in aesthetics here. I think what Tyson is saying is that in a functional thing, it's not shaykh to say no. Like you have a plumber come to your house and use a hammer, use a golden hammer. It doesn't add to the beauty. It doesn't lend itself to the aesthetic adornment. But when you're bringing a doron, a package, that's a place that lends itself to aesthetics. You package it up nicely. You present it. It's a presentation. It's a whole thing. So there, when you give a present, so you go to the store and you ask them to give you a nice package. But over here, by Shvita is simply a necessary maisa. It doesn't lend itself to beautification. I say I use the gold knife. I mean, it's like I said, it's like a plumber having a golden hammer, you'll think he's doing a better job. It's a nicer job. It doesn't lend itself. It's a functional mice. The blood is splattering and you're cutting the flesh. It's a mice. It doesn't lend itself. The gold doesn't add anything. But when you bring a present, so then it does.
With mincha.
A mincha. But if that comes from there, bring a present. So you have to adorn it in proper packaging. That's what they say. Okay. What's his last teretz? Inami.
Kefifa Mitzris Mukharis Yosin Kurmashokana.
Yeah, this one I don't understand. What does he mean? He means, forget not because of the function, but because the Gemara asked by Kefifa Mitzris. But not over here by Kurma Shokana. Why? Because Kefifa Mitzris is Mechoeris Yoser Mikruma Shokana.
Right. Kurma Shokana is like an average clay. Something special about it.
It's neutral.
That's that original Gemara pick.
Kmitza is Tom Kli, Shrita is not Tom Kli means you don't need a special Kli. You use an average Kli for Shrita. But you couldn't use like a disgusting Kli.
Does it lend itself to purification, but it lends itself to Fugam and Manusha?
Well, you know, if I. You know, more if the performer's not using golden hammer, but he makes a mess.
Yeah, but here it's a Kli. Right.
What is the Hamas saying, Sultan? Why does it bring in a Kfifa? Mitzvahs because of her state? It's because of design for her, she's a Sultan?
Sounds right.
It's appropriate.
Oh, she did Maisa Mitzvahs. No one said Maisa
Mitzvahs. Oh, she did Maisa Mitzvahs, right.
That's what you wanted to do. That's, I mean, Rashi said it somewhere.
Okay.
No, I think it says opposite.
Says what?
The Kalim, it says you bring in the Fasa Sokasa, the Fasa Sola. So it says Mechwal, the Kfifa Mitzvahs, Lechazi.
That's why regular Mitzvah says.
Well, by heart it says you do.
Yeah. By heart you do.
Yeah.
He
doesn't say what's my sense of time. Okay, so what's Tesis in itself?
I mean, yeah, it's been Chumash. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it's been Chumash, though, because it's a reference to.
Par.
The Mice of Trying.
Yeah. Well, same thing.
Let me see if I can find that one.
Just a second. So, but what's taste of aesthetics? I mean, you have to be an authority on aesthetics. I mean, what's aesthetics? It's a funny kind of thing. Which is worse? A Krumash or Kana or a Kfifa Mitzvahs? I don't know. What are the criteria for that?
Well, maybe Mukhleros is not because of aesthetics, because it's an association to the, you know, to the.
No, but he's saying Kfifa Mitzvahs is Mukhleros.
And he brings in the other one. He really compares it. If it would be inherent, then he wouldn't compare it to the other one either.
Right. And how do I decide which is Mukhleros? I mean, when I saw the Thesis, I was going
to
give up.
Association to the Mukhleros Mitzvahs?
But what's the pshat of it? Is he saying pshat that really by a sakin there would be a din on kirin not a vessel?
That's right.
If you used the discussion,
by shvita, you would have.
If you used something like a traditional mitzvah, saying a chanami, it really would be.
It would be.
There's no difference between mechlenshe and sakin.
Right, exactly.
The only difference is what you're using.
That's right. And kfifa mitzvah is more ugly.
More disgusting, that's why.
Disgusting. Right. So, I mean, what is it? How do I determine that?
But once he said that, once he said it's a functional relationship, then what do you care?
That's the first therapist. First therapist is functional. Second therapist is even in Shkita. Shkita is the same. We don't differentiate. The only thing is that the Gemara asked by Kfifa Mitzvahs Akrivena, because that's really the Mechoras Yosef.
This is relative. If there's something relatively worse, you can't use it. You don't have to be such an expert. If you have Mechleiros Yoser, it just means that if you have two options, and one is Mechleiros Yoser, then you can't use that for Buddha, or the same Shkita.
Yeah, but how does he know? By what standard is the Kfifa Mitzvahs Mechleiros Yoser? That's what I want to know. I mean, that's just saying that?
I don't know what it is. Sounds like the name.
You can't take this as a reference to like a riot?
Yeah. Anyway. He doesn't say that. He seems to say it as a matter of Akavano Fakasah. Generally. On what basis does he consider Kfifa Mitzvahs Mechoras Yosef?
He's in the process of Sota, right?
Yes, yeah, in the process of.
Okay, so in other words, because within the Torah institutions it's already used as a Maisa Bezos. In other words, it has an association within the institutions of Torah because it's used to mean vaza. That has a, it has a reference in that area, so it has a, it has its own designation.
The Doran, look at the Doran gift.
There's two ways to determine the inferiority of an object. One way is because in function it's not as good. Like when you go to another store, you have various knives, so you have different grades. So hakavendol fechasecho could mean, for me, use the lowest grade. That's one type of design, that you're using the lowest grade, okay? So it's not the strongest. But there's another type of design. There's a type of design because aesthetically it looks ugly. It has no aesthetics. So Taisha says that over here by the Kruma Shokana, it has no aesthetics. It's just like a cheaper version, a wooden one instead of a steel one. So that we don't sacrifice all the fechasecha, it's not design. But something which is mechur, which has a which in terms of aesthetics is ugly, that you can't do. That you can't bring. Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it be the opposite of it?
No. Because ugliness is a positive trait. Whereas the fact that it's weaker is just lacking. Like, I didn't get you a strong one. You asked me to go buy you an axe, and I bought you a cheap axe. So it's cheap. It's not as strong. It's not as powerful. But it's not a matter of the aesthetics. So Taisus is saying by Kruma Shokana, it's not a matter of aesthetics. The design comes from the fact that it's inferior. So that doesn't matter. I could have got a better one. Okay, I got a. But in terms of aesthetics, it could even look nicer than another one. Depends how you do the job. I give you one shot. So, but the thing is that with regard to the with the kfifa mitzvahs, that is a certain ugly type of a thing with the wood and the it doesn't pass the test of aesthetics. Aesthetically, it's ugly. So there, you know that you're not allowed to do. That's what I'm going to get this. Yeah.
And you're like a plumber, golden hammer analogy?
Yeah, but that was the first thing.
I know, but isn't that like saying like the opposite point? That when you're dealing with a functional kli, aesthetics don't matter, but like I could see the function of like a bad hammer, a cheap hammer, I could see mattering if he uses a cheap hammer as opposed to a good hammer. But in terms of a golden hammer, who cares? Isn't it like it's almost like the opposite? It's like when a functional kli, the function matters, and the grade of the kli matters, but not the aesthetics of the kli.
Now, the first there it says that in shechita doesn't lend itself to aesthetics. Because just like plumbing, that was the mashal I gave.
Right.
That plumbing, it's an action. Shechita is, he's doing an action, the blood spilling all over. It's a functional action, you have to do it.
Right.
So it doesn't lend it like plumbing.
If he showed up with a plastic hammer, you'd be pretty upset. It doesn't do a good, job.
Yeah, but the crucial kind of does a good job.
I thought it's like a lower grade knife.
No, it's a lower grade knife, but it's going to do the same job. The shochet is going to shech the same job. The first teretz was based on the fact that the process of shchita is like plumbing, doesn't lend itself to aesthetics. The second teretz is, even if you're going to say it does, the krumus itself is only inferior in strength. It's like I bought a cheap hammer, like you said. But in terms of the function, it's going to be as good. But the kfifa mitzris is an aesthetic defect. It's ugly, ugly wood. So therefore, it's hakavanah
v'chasach. Registers.
Registers, right.
It's similar to the pagan, like a kohen has to be a certain appearance. Yeah,
right,
kind of.
Right. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a nice grids in the first sefer of the grids, the early one on the parochas. You want to take that?
What was sefer?
It's a very thin sefer, and it's the first one that came out on it. They came out with
that?
No, it's on film stuff. Do we have it?
Oh, I think I know. The Grizzly Brown or something?
No, not the Grizzly Brown. Alright.
It's recent or so? It's not.
Well, I have one in my house. So right. I want to take it and photostat it. It's interesting. Yeah, he has a whole thing on the Zrikas Adamana Parochas.
Do you know what Gemara it's based on? It's maybe you can find in the newer.
The tape is still on.